I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a sunny sky in store for us today, though we begin the day with some patchy fog throughout the region, and there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be warm and humid again with a high near 92 degrees. An excessive heat watch goes into effect tomorrow at noon and runs through Saturday evening, as we'll see temperatures soar into the upper 90s, with heat indices topping out 105 to 110. SIU Carbondale's new chancellor met with the media yesterday, about a month ahead of his official start date on campus. WSIU's Brad Palmer was there.
Carlos Montemagno says within the next 2 weeks, a website and email blast will be sent to SIUC students, faculty, staff, alumni, and other stakeholders to find out what they perceive the school will be in about 8 years.
We're going to have a series of questions, and we're going to frame the thoughts on if you were to start off, and we're going to come back and you're going to go to Canada, and you're going to come back in 2025. What would you like to see SIU be?
Montemagno says he understands the tremendous financial challenges faced by the university, but the self-professed eternal optimist says resources don't define your vision or your success. They define the path you take to achieve it.
I have led organizations that have faced just as dire financial circumstances, and where it wasn't able to make them see successful.
The SIU Board of Trustees last week approved hiring Montemagno as the new Carbondale Chancellor. He's scheduled to start on August 15th. I'm Brad Palmer.
The ACLU is accusing a juvenile detention facility in southern Illinois of improperly and unnecessarily seeking prosecution of several dozen detainees. The Civil Liberties Group made the allegation about the Illinois Youth Center in Harrisburg in a filing in an ongoing federal lawsuit in Chicago. It blames the center staff, disgruntled about court-appointed limits on how long juveniles can spend in solitary confinement. The ACLU says among the infractions that have led to criminal charges were detainees spitting at youth center staff. ACLU attorney Lindsay Miller calls such prosecutions vindictive. Thursday's filing asks the court to order the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice to find ways to ensure the prosecutions stop. Messages left for the center and the Saline County State's Attorney's Office weren't returned. The Juvenile Justice Department didn't have an immediate comment. Illinois lawmakers have approved a state budget, but it requires enactment of a new school funding plan. Democrats passed the plan, but it's yet to go to Governor Bruce Rauner's desk. Yesterday, the governor said he'll veto parts of it, including too much money, he says, for Chicago public schools. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Andy Menar, says he wants to negotiate.
We stand ready to have that conversation. That's the only way this is going to get solved. And I think it's time that the governor take that approach.
The governor says the bill should be sent to his desk so he can change it as he sees fit. I'm Jennifer Fuller.